It's nice to welcome back an old friend here to Robin Hood Radio. I don't mean old in age. I just mean old because we've talked many times in the past, and that is Carol Asher. Carol is joining us today because she has some panels that she'll be moderating at the Sharon Historical Society. They are holding an oral history project, and these will be coming up on February 26th.
That's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday. Also April 2nd, April 23rd, and May 28th.
Yeah.
And they run from 4 to roughly 5:30. And reinventing agriculture, right?
Reinventing farming.
Yeah. It's, you know, you've been involved in writing a book showing the Jewish ancestry here in our area. So you are really entwined with the history of our area.
I guess I am, and particularly the history having to do with farming in the area. And you know, in the earlier book, the farmers that I was talking about were all dairy farmers. And I guess that's the noticeable change in the area. It just, the small dairy farms didn't make sense anymore. We have very, very few of them left. We have some, but it's really hard, and mainly it's hard because the big milk producers don't want to deal with a small dairy farm that doesn't have that much milk for them.
You know, I went to school with Wally Chase and his brother, and they had a big dairy farm here in Sharon. And most of the dairy farms in our area, except a few, especially on the New York side of the border, have turned into horse farms. But what's interesting about this whole series of talks that are going on, the Oral History Project with the Sharon Historical Society, is how you point out the changes in farming, and that includes, and I know people hate to hear this word, but climate change.
Well, that's what the topic is this Saturday night. It's farming in the context of climate change, and they may hate to hear it, but they know what it's like if they've experienced it, and the farmers in different ways have been experiencing it. We have everything from the tremendous, I don't know whether it was a tornado that went through Paley's farm market a couple years ago and just completely ruined their greenhouses. I drove past yesterday. They've rebuilt them. But that was a tremendous, tremendous shock. And so that's a kind of unmanageable aspect of climate change. And then to things like having to sugar differently than people have sugared in the past. Gordon Ridgway talks about it really movingly. He talks about having to be more careful of the trees because the frost isn't as deep, and when they in the night when they go down to get their sugar, you know, the sugaring is because of the difference in temperature between day and night at this time of year, and the trees can't recover from sugaring in the same way that they used to when the frost was really long and deep during the depth of winter.
You know, it's interesting when you talk about maple sugaring. As a kid, we used to set up tin cans, tin pots, and run rubber hosing. And we had enough maple syrup made up that we had maple syrup for the year. My grandmother would make maple syrup candies and cookies. And I remember as a kid, I was banished 1 year from going out and collecting the maple syrup because I would drink some of the syrup right out of it.
Oh, wow. So that was sweet enough to taste because it's pretty needs a lot of concentration to really get that wonderful sugar, maple syrup sugar taste.
Yeah, but you know, that's something that goes back, and we still hold on to that tradition here. There are people that do that, but you're right. The climate has changed differently, and also people have changed, and like you say, the loss of farmers and dealing with agriculture like this is pretty significant because this is an area that basically was founded on that.
Yeah, it really was. And what's interesting is that there are a number of new farmers. Some of them are children of traditional farmers in the area, but they're trying to do new things. They're trying to grow vegetables. We've got a hops farmer who's never farmed before. So there are new people who've never farmed, and the Q Farm up on Jackson Hill Road is a completely new group of farmers, a couple who are farming, and they're trying to do humane animal husbandry. So there are people who don't know what it was like during the dairy farming years, during the old maple sugar years, and they're trying small things, trying new things, and making it work in new ways. They're not getting rich, but they are making it work.
We're speaking with Carol Asher, and Carol is hosting a series of panels for the Sharon Historical Society for their oral history project. The first one comes up this Saturday, February 26. We're talking about the panel on farming and climate change, but there's also another one coming up April 2nd, April 23rd, and May 28th. Now, let's talk a little bit about your investigation and your research into this. Is there anything that's really surprised you when you've looked into the different topics that you're going to cover?
Well, yeah, I guess I hadn't understood the mechanics as much as I do now. It's the fact that small farmers are pretty much locked out of the supply chains. The big supply chains have been really set up to deal with industrial agriculture. And so small farmers really have to figure out their own way of selling their products. So that's one thing that surprised me. Another thing that actually has surprised me a lot, and this I haven't found out as directly from the farmers, but from doing research, background research. In the 40s and 50s, people expected to spend as much as, let's say, 30% of their income on food. Now, even with restaurants, they spend up to 8% on food, and 3% of that is on restaurants. So the price of food has gone way down. That was intentional on the part of the Department of Agriculture, but it puts the small farmer at a real disadvantage, and people really have to, in a way, be educated again to spend money on animal products that have been raised humanely, on vegetables that have been raised in soil that is organic, and so on. So one of the things that's both surprised me and that I feel more strongly about than I ever knew I would is how people need to spend more money and more thought and more caring on the food that they put in their mouths.
Once again, Carol Asher has her first panel coming up this Saturday. It runs from 4 to 5:30, the Sharon Historical Society, part of their oral history project, and it's dealing with farming and climate change. Carol, I'm sure we'll be speaking with you later on about your other panels that are coming up at the Sharon Historical Society, but it's good to touch base with you again, and enjoy the rest of the winter as we head into
March. Thank you, Marshall, and thanks for checking in with me. Always appreciate it.